This is a podcast from the BBC.
Monday's Scott Mills Daily starts now. One of our listeners who really wants to marry into the Radio 1 family, so I give her some options. Also, Chris isn't here, but he's left me his banger's choice. And ahead of the final, someone's made an actual song all about Love Island. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hope you're good. It's good to be back. It's Scott, Love with Atlantis and Juice WRLD coming up. Hello, Radio 1. Here's this.
Hi, it's Jamie from Solihull.
Jamie from Solihull, how can I help?
Just had a few questions about Chris's wedding, to be honest.
Okay, go.
Right, main question, question number one. Did Chris cry?
Right, you know when he goes really full-on melty?
Yep.
There was a lot of that. His speech, to be fair, which I know he had written about an hour before, was actually really good and really heartfelt, and there may have been a point where he did get something in his eye once. Yeah. Okay, next question.
Next question. Obviously, all the listeners know that you were head of fashion.
That's me.
Big role.
Yeah.
So, what happened then?
Okay, so I'll let you into a secret. I messed up quite badly, and there were like 10 guys in the party, all had to wear the same tie, okay? I left one behind.
You never.
Yeah, so someone had a different tie on. Do you want to know what my other duties were that day as usher?
I'd love to.
There was a box of fans, because it was in Spain and it was really hot, that I had to literally, this is the only thing I had to do, was stand and as people came in to the wedding, there would be just a box of fans. I'm just stood there with a box of fans going, fan, do you like a fan? Would you like a fan? Would you like a fan? And that was it, actually. Like, the whole thing.
Actual fanboy.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the only day in Chris's life that he gets to tell me what to do, I suppose. And he did. So, yeah, there's a picture of me just with a box of fans there. Also, do you want to know about the food?
I wanted to know about the food. Yeah, that's one of the most important things.
Right,
isn't it?
Food's so important to Chris. Right, so you had a choice of barbecue, which was amazing, but then there was also some kind of Japanese food area. Now that can't have been Chris's idea, because he only tried sushi in 2012. I know. I think that was more probably his wife that sorted the Japanese food out. But yeah, it was honestly, it was so good, Jamie. Like, one of the best weddings ever.
Was it the best wedding ever?
If I say that, then it's going to annoy some of my other friends who, over the weekend, have been like, well, was it better than mine? And so I don't want to comment on that, all right? Have I answered your questions?
I think you're right. Oh, I wanted to know, do you remember what the first dance song was?
No, I went to the loo.
Oh, did you?
Completely missed it. Scott Mills. Hello, Chris and Helmer Hempstead, who says, I've noticed from Chris's Insta that he's in Ibiza. Is he combining his honeymoon with a DJ set in some toilets again? No, he's just there on holiday, honeymoon. Also, thank you very much to John in Torquay for, ruining, really, what I think, I thought was quite a good song, that new Martin Garrix and Khalid track that we just played. Anyone else notice the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire sound effect in that track? Listen. It won't keep us apart. There it is. Thanks, John, for that. I just won't be able to unhear that now, ever. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. This is Scott. I've just seen that some cinemas are showing Love Island tonight. Bristol, London, Manchester, Portsmouth, Box Park in Croydon. You can get tickets to watch it there. This is mad. Also, if you love Love Island, but you won't be able to watch it live tonight, let me know on 81199. Got an idea for a little game that I want to play with you tomorrow. That's if you love it, but you won't be able to watch it live tonight. I want to find out where she goes. Scott Mills. Becky and X is actually gutted that she can't watch Love Island tonight because, well, she had a whole, like, grand finale plan with her friend, but now her husband's coming home. She's gutted. someone's going to be driving trains tonight, so won't have a clue who's going to win. Just going to try and avoid social media, really. Sophie says, I can't watch it tonight after not missing one single episode because I have tickets to see my favourite drag queen, Bianca Del Rio, The Torment. Hayley and Paul playing netball tonight. Can't make it. Right, we might call one of you back for this game tomorrow. Hello, anyone? Who's this?
Hello, it's Hayley from Dolly's Girls.
From who, sorry?
From Dolly's Girls.
Dolly's Girls? What's that?
Dolly's Girls, we're basically a family that like music so much that we write songs just for fun, and we've done one about the Love Island show because we love it.
Oh, hang on, I've seen an email from you.
Have you?
You've sent me the song, right?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Do you like it?
About Love Island. I've actually not heard it yet, but my team have just told me about this and they've put it in here for me to play.
Oh, go on then. I hope you're not going to think it's awful now. I'm not going to cringe on radio.
So who's made this song?
The music's by somebody that I found on the internet. I've never even met, but I wrote most of it. And then the other Dolly's Girls. Okay. We all love Love Island. So it was just really fun.
Have you done this like professionally?
This is the first one, yeah. We have done other songs before that are on YouTube, on Dolly's Girls, that aren't professional. This is literally the first one. We thought, do you know what? Let's just have a go. Let's just pay someone to do it properly and see what happens. And I just can't believe it. I can't believe I'm on the radio. I've got to go work in a bit. I'm not going to be able to cope. I'm going to go speak to people about the mobile phones. Yeah, okay. I just can't believe it.
But what's the song about Love Island called?
It's called Bit of Me, My Type on Paper.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, let me have a listen.
When you come my way, I'm like, he's a little bit of me. My type on paper, I turn a richer than me. Hey, my type on paper. I've been waiting patiently to meet. I kind of was a little bit of me. My girl said, what will be? And when you know.
Do you know what? It's not bad.
Really?
No, I mean, it's probably not gonna like move Drake off number one.
Oh, don't come to that as well. Oh, damn.
But I see what you've done. It's topical.
Yeah.
It's what everyone's talking about. The finals tonight.
All references, yeah. Just sort of put them all in there. Try and do whatever we can with them.
I've been told the last verse is really good.
Oh, go on.
Let me hear that. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, I like all the references. You got grafting in there, you got pied.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Part of it is like trying to say Team Danny. We love Danny and Jack. We just love them and we want them to win.
Danny and Jack, right?
Yeah. They've proper love story. Not done any bits. So, yeah, we love them.
Oh, wow, you're obsessed. I love it. And who are the rest of the Dolly girls then?
So all of my nans, granddaughters and daughters. Is Michaela, who's a singer, granddaughter. My mum, Alison. Auntie Trace. Layla, she's only 14, granddaughter. Jade, granddaughter. My nan had 9 kids, and they've all gone on to have grandkids, and then we've had kids, so we've got a huge family. So I do like it, though. That's brilliant.
Yeah, you've got all the right bits in there. Where are you going to be watching it tonight?
Oh, well, I'm in work till 8 o'clock, so then I'll get home and watch it straight away here, and I'll come back with... I think it's 9 o'clock, isn't it? I've not even checked them in work.
How do you not know what time it's on?
Have you watched it, then? It's a lot, or...?
Not a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah.
My local pub are having like a big screening of it tonight, like the World Cup.
Are they? Really?
Yeah.
So who do you want to win?
I think Kem will win.
Kem?
Hmm.
You're not even in it.
Yeah, he is.
Kem, that was last year.
Oh, I'm watching the wrong one.
You're pulling me leg, you.
Right, enjoy it tonight, all right?
Oh, thanks very much. It's been lovely speaking with you.
And thanks for the song.
Oh, you're welcome.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
I'm not even sure we'd be allowed to play this on Radio 1 on daytime radio all the time because of the opening line.
When you come my way.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I don't know if you've seen it, but on the artwork for this track, DJ Khaled's son is on it. He was also listed as executive producer on I'm the One and was also on the artwork for that track as well. That's DJ Khaled, Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper and Quavo. With No Brainer. I don't even heard the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. Grimmy was doing the lie detector game and listener Harvey claimed he was Justin Bieber's body double for a commercial once.
Basically, I was everything but his face, so I had to carry a cake, be my hands, the back of his head and just walk around in exactly the same outfit.
But famously, Justin Bieber never got a shirt on. Like, his body's good. Why wouldn't he use his actual body that he can't not ever put clothes on for?
He just didn't have time. He was only there for 2 days and it was 4 days of commercial, so...
Adverts are only short, though, aren't they? If he had 2 days...
Yeah, it was about 4 days of shooting, and I was there for 2 days, and he was only there for 2 days. So
did you actually meet Bieber?
Yeah, yeah.
What was he like?
He was all right, yeah. We had hair and makeup done together.
I did not believe him this morning for 1 second, but Harvey was actually telling the truth. That happened.
Scott Mills
here. Emma's been on. She's just literally put Radio 1 on. She's like, have I missed all the details of Chris Stark's wedding? Yeah, Emma, we did it about an hour ago, but it was so good. It was just really, really good. He's back next week. I was head of fashion, and if you missed this earlier, well, the only job I really had to do on the day was hold a box of fans, and as people walked into the wedding reception, just give them an option of a fan, because it was pretty hot, because we were in Spain. Right, I saw something over the weekend, which I am now fully obsessed with. Everyone's been to a birthday party at some point or other, right, at McDonald's. Have you ever been to a wedding party there? This is a massive thing in Hong Kong. One of my friends showed me it, and some of the pictures from these wedding parties are incredible. If you find yourself with a bit of spare time today, go to the McDonald's Hong Kong website. The photos of the wedding parties are great, because you know when, like, you normally want like a nice like backdrop in the background? You can just see the menu and the tills. I've just been reading up about it. These wedding parties are so popular at that restaurant in Hong Kong that they offer, in 15 of their restaurants, a dedicated wedding service. You get 4 different wedding packages. They're saying it's because a lot of people started dating in that restaurant, so that's where their love grew. So here's what you get. You get a white balloon wedding gown, a Crystal McDonald's house wedding gift, like a little toy, I don't know, one of the characters, like the Hamburglar, is he one? Who's that purple one that no one knows the name of? Anyway, that. What is that one called? And also, the best bit, check it out, an apple pie cake display. And the apple pies are still in the boxes.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
I believe that Jack and Jack will be on with me on this Friday's official chart on Radio 1. That song is doing really well at the moment. Jonas Blue, Jack and Jack could even be number one this week, I think. Camila Cabello coming up, and a song that is absolutely everywhere in Ibiza at the moment by Crystal Clear. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Danny off of Northampton.
Hey, Danny off Northampton, how can I help you?
Well, you was wondering what the weird purple man from McDonald's was called.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Go on.
It was called Grimace.
Grimace?
Grimace is in the funny face you pull if you don't like something very much.
I've never heard of that. How am I so aware of the Hamburglar, but I never knew that the weird purple thing was called that?
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Just after 3, I'm going to speak to one of our listeners who sent me an email really late at night. Quarter past midnight. Sometimes they're the best ones. And believe me, it's a great one. 3:10 will do that.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Digger driver Sam, yes!
Yes! How's it going, Scott? You alright?
I'm good. Where are you at the moment, and are you in your digger?
I am in my digger. I'm parked up at the moment. The boss wouldn't be happy, but you know.
Right. Well, what have you got?
I really got a bit of topsoil to move today. Anyway, that's it really, so...
No, I meant what digger?
Right. Oh, no, what digger? I've got a Hitachi 21 tonner, so...
Someone's doing well.
Yeah, it's alright. Yeah.
Right, plans for the rest of the day then?
Work until 5:30, mate, and then chilled on with the kids and the wife tonight, so it should be good.
All right, listen, I know, because you've just told our very friendly phone operative that you prefer Chris's bangers to mine.
Yeah, I don't want to upset you, Scott, but I do, unfortunately.
But he's not here, but he has left a choice, and I've also heard that you prefer house music to pop.
Yes, we'll do. Yeah, that's it, really. So I like a bit of cheesy pop now and then.
Okay.
You know. It's good.
Yeah. Well, here's my banger. Well, I'm rumbling in this JCB. Not really.
No.
although that could have won, I think. Here's my banger, which is... It is pop. Nobody can
drag me down. Oh, my God. Bit of 1D.
Oi!
It's alright, I don't mind a bit of 1D now and then.
I think this is an underrated classic from them.
Yeah.
Drag Me Down.
Oh, God.
Or you've got Chris's choice, which is exactly what you prefer. He's left me with this one.
Yeah.
I need a...
Yeah, it reminds me of being back at the festivals a few years ago. Can't do that anymore, but you know.
Magnetic Man.
Yeah.
Why can't you? You're 25.
Yeah, I know, but you're married, two kids and stuff, but it's good. I love my life anyway.
You love it.
Yeah, we love it. But, I don't know. You can't beat a bit of one day now and then, but I'll get slaughtered by the lads if they heard me say that. But,
what's wrong with it? Don't be ashamed. Yeah. Open your mind.
Oh, I'll have to... I'm going to have to go with Chris's option, mate. I'm going to have to go
surprise.
With that.
Surprise.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Good, it's fine. Bye. I'm absolutely fine. Love you. Bye.
Hey, I'm Riyad.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
But I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy wipers.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
I mean, there's an incredible amount of people that really now want to hear the JCB song. Who knew there'd be that many? Sadly, not one of the choices today, though. I'll let Chris throw that back in when he returns. That was Magnetic Man, I Need Air. 1-0 to Chris.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Josh. He says he's on a better digger than the guy we had on Bangers earlier. It's not a competition, Josh. So many people wanted to hear the JCB song. I might have to flip it in this week or next week. I didn't realise they're so popular still, especially with the drivers. Of the JCBs.
BBC
Radio
1.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
So many people listening poolside today, like Mark in Cyprus, Leah and Jason sunbathing by the pool with Radio 1's tunes on in Tenerife. Devon Alice are on at 4. If you're a massive Love Island fan, are you worried about life after the series finishes tonight? They want to talk to you. Drop them a message, 81199. Devon Alice from 4.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Liz.
Hi.
So, I got your email sent to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk at 12:15 one night.
Unfortunately so.
Yeah, what's up?
It was late and I was just scrolling through Instagram and I think it was like Danny Howard posted a photo of him and his girlfriend on holiday and then it just all hit me.
What hit you?
That all the Radio 1 presenters are coupled up and very, very happy. Which is great, but, you know, unlucky for some.
Unlucky for you, you mean?
Yeah.
Why?
well, they're all, you know, you're all happy and in relationships, so there's no wriggle room.
Did you have some kind of dream of, like, marrying into the Radio 1 family?
It would be quite good, wouldn't it? Like, because then you don't have to do the effort of being a radio presenter, but then you get to hang out and have all the laughs that you guys have.
And we are a fun bunch, let me tell you.
You are, yeah. You are.
Uh-huh. So, Danny Howard, who else has upset you?
Well, Greg James, but I don't think I'm alone on that one. I think that's a major national heartbreak situation.
Yeah, that's caused a bit of a situation with some of our listeners, actually.
The comments on his Instagram, it wasn't like, congratulations, it was like, well, what am I going to do now? Yeah, it was a tough weekend with Chris's wedding.
Was it really?
I mean, yeah, it was just like, he's very happy.
He is, he's on honeymoon now.
I know. You must have that wedding fever as well, though, when you get back from a wedding and you're all feeling romantic from it, so I don't want to rain on that parade.
No, I mean, it was a great wedding.
Yeah, very good.
But yeah, he's married now, he's off the market.
Yeah, he's off the market.
Who
yeah.
else is annoying you?
Well, this is the most embarrassing one because I feel bad that I know this because I don't feel most people will. But Stefan Powell,
right? News like, beats no, Stefan Powell there, yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I see. I'm a massive radio fan, so I'll like follow you all on Instagram and stuff. And you don't get that from the news. Like, he doesn't announce it in the news that he's good looking and married.
Why would he say that on the news? Well, that would be you wouldn't say it on the news because he's got to do the actual news. This is what it would sound like. I'm really, really hot. It just wouldn't happen.
Well, it would let people know, though, because I'm sure that a lot of people don't know that he is. But I heard it on the radio once. Someone was like, oh, he's like a Welsh good-looking guy. And I was like, oh, I'll look him up. And then I found out that he was married. And I was like, well, that's just disappointing. That just adds to the upsetness of it.
I'm not married.
You are in a relationship, though.
Yep. Yeah.
And I don't know if we'd be compatible.
I understand what you're saying, yeah. Can I offer up some others?
You can try.
Okay, wait there. I'll be back in a sec. I'm just going to make a list.
Scott Mills.
Just speaking to Liz. Hi.
Hi.
Just a bit fed up with all the Radio 1 DJs being kind of like in relationships or married off.
Yeah.
Got an email from you at 12:15. I'm not judging you on the time.
Okay, that's good.
Right, so...
I feel better then than, like, 9 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. So, Danny Howard, gone. Chris Stark, gone now, as of this weekend.
Yeah.
Stefan Powell, married.
It's like a dagger in the heart every time.
I'm sorry, sorry. Okay, let me see what I can do here. What are your thoughts on Kel Spellman?
Yeah, he's all right.
Okay.
Because he's got the acting as well. That's quite a good lead. You know, he's got a lot going on.
He is a good actor.
A lot ahead of him as well.
You can be honest with me.
I think maybe in a few years.
Got you. Okay.
Because at the moment he's just on the weekend. Maybe you'd want more like 5 days a week or four.
Right. You're after like a peak daytime one, are you?
Yeah. Well, obviously. Yeah. But yeah. Maybe in the future.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. You never know. Okay. What about Charlie Sloth?
No.
Why?
The lifestyle is too much. I don't think I could keep up with that.
Right. You obviously. I mean,
very good looking man. Very good looking.
He is good looking. But yeah, his Instagram makes you a bit tired.
Yeah. And he's got a lot of energy, but I just couldn't keep up with that.
Okay. So that's a no.
Bit too controversial.
No, it's fine.
No, he is.
Oh, right, okay. Jordan North?
Yeah.
He's going places.
He is. He's up and coming. He's. Did you see that photo he posted of you on his Instagram?
Yeah.
From 7 years ago.
Yeah, not like 10 years ago when he met me. I was DJing at his uni. I mean, we both look better with age, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a curveball. René Levi's.
Who?
René Levi's.
No.
On at 1 a.m. tonight.
Oh, I'm just going to have to say no because of the 1 a.m. Yeah.
Nice French-sounding name, René Levi's, which translates into René Levi's.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy. Now,
nice.
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay, can I be honest with you?
Uh-huh.
He definitely works there. I've seen him on the website. Never met him.
Well, you're not exactly in the office at 1 a.m.
Right, exactly. I'm not here at 1 a.m, so I'm never going to meet. Well, we might meet maybe at a Christmas party or something. I might meet exactly. René the Vice. Right, I've got one more for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Talk to me. Dev.
Ooh. Yes, but I don't know if I could trust Dev.
Pardon?
I don't know if I could trust Dev.
You couldn't trust Dev. Why?
Well, the way he talks about, you know, he's always on the dating apps, and I think he's been in a few relationships. I don't know if I'd rely on Deb.
But, babes, he's a breakfast show presenter.
I know, now 3 days a week.
Right. Moving up.
I know. So maybe it's an option.
Okay, so I can put you down for Deb as a maybe, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. No to René Levi's, straight out no to Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
And what was Jordan North? Was that a maybe?
That was a yeah, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. So Jordan North and Dev, we're saying
Kel
yes.
Kel was kind of up there.
And Kel, okay. Jordan, I'm just writing this down. Jordan.
Yeah.
Dev, Kel.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll pass on your thoughts.
Okay, thank you. But in a good word for me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. You still could be part of that Radio 1 family yet, you know?
It could happen.
I'll get back to you, all right? Just call me later in the week.
Will do. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Amy.
Hi.
Are you ready for Ibiza?
We are, so excited.
Right, who's in your squad then?
So there's Amy, Alice and Loz.
Okay, and you're all 23, and what's your jobs?
We're all teachers.
You're teachers?
Yeah.
First time in Ibiza?
Yeah. Yes, first time.
Oh, God. How many teachers? How many of you?
There's three of us.
Okay, good. So, like, where's the nearest place you've been? Like, Magaluf before you've been there, have you?
Yeah, we've all been to Magaluf.
Yeah, this is next level. And you're going to be there slap bang in the middle when the Radio 1 weekend's happening as well.
We're so excited.
Right, so like Mark Ronson, Camel Fat, Jax Jones, Eats Everything, Crystal Clear, Cassius, MK. There's loads of more unannounced special guests still to come as well. All the Radio 1 dance family are there. Annie Mac, Danny Howard, Pete Tong, Monkey, Benji B, B-Traits. It's going to be amazing. What have you got tickets for yet?
We're going to Ocean Beach tomorrow. I think we've got tickets for Ushuaia, and obviously we're going to Mambo's for Radio 1.
Oh my God, have an amazing time, all right?
Thank you.
Where are you at the moment?
In the airport.
In the airport? Right, you passed security?
Yeah. No, just passed. That's when you called.
Right, okay, cool. Well, you're nearly there then. Right, have a good time.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.